From State Street and the First Midwest Bank Studio.
ESPN 1000.
The home of the White Sox.
WMVP Chicago.
It's Waddle and Sylvie. Follow us on the gram at Waddle and Sylvie. And at ESPN underscore Chicago. This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
Hope your Wednesday's going well. We're approaching draft night. It's tomorrow. It's going to be a very interesting round one. Will the Bears trade up? Will they try to make a big move? A lot of the people across the country think so. And we were talking quarterbacks very early in the show. Very heated again. I got very upset at my Bears. Continue to do. I love them so, but I hate the way I feel year after year. As they continue to just be in the middle.
You know I want to love my team. They course through my veins. I do love my team. That's why I can never cheer for them to lose. But, like, I want to love them more. Like, I'll always love them, but I want to be in love with them.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like, I love them, but I want to be, like, passionately in love with them. Like, I want to celebrate sweetest day every day with my favorite
We want to compliment them. We want to say, that's a good, shrewd move. Hey, that was really good scouting.
Yeah.
That was good collaboration. That was
were full of praise in 2018.
Yeah, like yes, but again, it's this big picture, long term thing. Here's the way this whole started on Twitter too. I like to save the stuff for the show. I've been responding today.
With guys
well,
again?
And I love this guy too at the Bears blog. It's Jeff Hughes. He's my guy too. We're mutual friends. We like each other. I think it was what I'm trying to say.
Your mutual friends?
We're not mutual. We're
friends.
We have a mutual admiration for each other,
okay.
I believe.
Okay.
I like Jeff's content. I think Jeff loves this show. He lives in New York now. When he comes to Chicago, he always talks about us.
Does he stay at your house?
No, he doesn't stay. I've not met Jeff, I don't believe. And then but he always says, you want a good sports radio show? He goes, you go to Waddle and Sylvie.
You know what, Jeff? I like you.
I like Jeff, too. So I tweeted out earlier today when we were talking about Teddy Bridgewater. And I don't think Teddy Bridgewater is that good. But, you know, in just the grand scheme of how the Bears work through their quarterback process and their rush to go out and sign Andy Dalton, their rush to go out and trade for Nick Foles.
The process.
Their rush to go pay Mike Glennon $18 million. You know, their rush. They couldn't wait for Mitch Trubisky. No, if they would have missed on Mitch, if they wouldn't have got Mitch at number three and someone jumped them at two and they would have taken Mitch, they would have been stuck with Mahomes or Watson. Whew. Like, they had to rush up and trade up from three to two to go get Mitch.
Get some of this Mitch.
So I tweeted out earlier today. I said, last year the Bears wanted to pay Teddy Bridgewater $20 million. They did. The Bears wanted to sign Teddy Bridgewater. They did not guarantee him the starting job, so instead, he went to go be the starter in Carolina. He got paid. So I said, last year the Bears wanted to pay Teddy Bridgewater $20 million and weren't interested in Andy Dalton for a little more than $3 million. This year, the Bears wanted to pay Dalton $10 million and not pay Bridgewater $4.5 million. It's just so hypocritical. And what changes from year to year? I've seen Teddy Bridgewater play, but that was their evaluation. So,
I'm not bent on them not getting Teddy Bridgewater. I'm not a Teddy Bridgewater guy. I'm not an Andy Dalton guy.
This isn't a singular thing, right. Though. This is the pattern.
This is the process.
This is everything that they do. And so then Jeff responded back to me and he said, except they don't stink. Because I said, and you wonder why they stink. And he says, except they don't stink. And they've been to the playoffs two out of the 3 years. And these are insane narratives that have to stop, he said. So I responded, Jeff, they're in the worst spot in the National Football League, which stinks. They aren't close to winning a title. They aren't close to getting a franchise quarterback. They have a terrible cap situation. It all stinks.
Did he respond to
you? He did. There was one more response.
Oh, yeah? Well, you...
What's the jerk store called,
and they're out of you?
I 100% agree, because they don't have a quarterback. But to say they stink is simply not true. To which I responded by saying, and that's why they stink. This isn't an 8-8 thing. It's a totality of the organization. It's the processes they use. It's constantly hiring the wrong guys. It's one Super Bowl championship in 55 years. It's the lack of postseason appearances. They stink as an organization, and I hate that I love them.
Did you know it was an awful night for a Chicago sports fan last night?
And Mother Nature really turned things around.
She did. Hey, by the way, that episode of Mean Tweets brought to you by Lawnmower 4.0.
Look, again, I want to love them. This isn't about a singular year. This isn't about a singular move, Teddy Bridgewater, Andy Dalton. This is constantly, as Waddle pointed out earlier, chasing their tail. This is they
and
don't
thinking
get it
it's
right.
Their leg.
Right. And thinking it's their leg, whatever that means.
I don't know what it means.
Why would they chase their leg, though?
I don't know. I don't know. I'm not sure. Why? There's no good explanation for any of it. Like, again, this is angst that has been built up over a course of a long period of time, as you have said a bunch. Like, struggling to find any type of long-term answer at the most important position of sports is really hard. We've never had a 4,000-yard passer. We've never had anyone throw for 30 touchdown passes. Like, that builds into kind of the – that adds to the angst that exists.
Yes. And do you know the trivia question I heard today? You'll be able to get this. This is easy for you. In the modern draft era, name the only quarterback the Bears drafted to play 100 games or more in the National Football League. So of all the years they've drafted a quarterback in the modern era, there's only one who is good enough around the NFL.
Jim Harbaugh?
To start 100 games or more. And the answer is Jim Harbaugh.
Others have gotten hurt. Obviously, Jim McMahon would have started 100 games had he not gotten hurt.
Right. Rex Grossman wasn't good enough.
Right. Mitch wasn't.
Cade McNown wasn't good enough. Mitch wasn't good enough.
I mean, it is. Like, again, when...
Howard, not good enough.
Look, as I said earlier, you know, when addressing, you know, the comment that Jay Will made this morning about culture, it is uncanny. You're not going to get an argument out of me that a franchise has had such a long stretch of ineptitude with regard to that particular position. There are teams that don't have a great quarterback history or don't have a great history. But, like, even look at the Bengals. The Bengals had Kenny Anderson and had Boomer Esiason. Like, I mean, you may laugh at that, but those are two really good quarterbacks. You know, I mean, like, look across of there. We have, since the modern era began, like, we haven't, I don't think we've even had a Boomer Esiason, have we?
No. That's the thing. Cuddy was the closest, but again, he underachieved for what we thought he was going to do, and there were many reasons why. We could all argue about that, but it is what it is, and this situation consistently stinks. So if you want to say the Bears don't stink because they've gone to the playoffs in two out of the last 3 years, or that they were 8-8 last year, you could take that. My stinky talking point is more about the totality of the organization. The same stinky president who decided that Bruce Arians wasn't worth hiring when he was the reigning coach of the year. The same stinky organization that chose Trubisky over Mahomes and Watson. The same stinky organization that chose Pace over Chris Ballard. It's stink. It's all stink.
Listen, I want to love my team too. But, like, look, I can support your cause in a lot of ways as well. Jeff is correct. They're not bottom of the barrel. They're not a 3-13 team. But I can go over line item with you again, if you'd like, from the 2019 season and the 2020 season. Go through the list of quarterback-led teams that they beat in 2019 to go 8-8.
Well, of course.
And then go through the last two years, they've won three games against teams with winning records.
Right. And then you want to know another stat from last year, too? I told you this. There were three teams in the National Football League who lost six games in a row or worse. The Jacksonville Jaguars, they have the number one pick.
The Detroit Lions?
The New York Jets, they have the second pick. And the Chicago Bears. Teams that don't stink don't lose six in a row. Teams that don't stink find quarterbacks. Like, this is, Yes, you can go through all of this. You could say, hey, Nate, that doesn't stick. Give me a break. This team stinks. This team stinks in the short term. They stink in the big picture. And all they've dropped us on our doorstep as Bears fans for all the support and all the loyalty and all the money that you put in is a big bag of stink.
What's a big bag of stink look like?
It's what Yurko said earlier. About
that's crap and garbage.
Crap and garbage. Peter in Miami, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Peter?
Well, listen, I'm waiting for Friday's show, for Friday's rant, because these two inept dudes are going to stink it up tomorrow. So I'm waiting for your rant on Friday.
You're on the stink train, Peter.
I think
Peter.
You're going to have to wait till the season kicks off to actually verify that what they did stinks. Don't you?
On the stink train, Sylvie, I had a plan to go to Tampa with my son. Like you, I've heard you're going.
Yep.
That ship has sailed. Once they signed Andy Dalton, times are tough. I'm not going to Tampa.
It's a short drive for you. What was it, 4 or 5 hours? How long is it to Tampa from Miami?
3.5 hours.
Yeah, there you go.
Hours.
Well, of course you should go.
Despite
hold on a second.
Peter, I can tell you this. Despite his stinky tirade right there, he's still putting the kids on an airplane with him and going to watch them.
I can't quit them.
I know.
I love them.
I love them too, and I can't quit them either. But I can't spend the hard-earned money in difficult times with unemployment to go to Tampa to watch the stinking Bears with a toddler that's going to be peeing and pooping all over the place. I'm not going to enjoy that. But if Tommy says that he's going to take his two boys, Adam Abdallah and Chris Black,
yeah, I'm taking them. Yeah, and I bet that they pee
different.
And poop themselves quicker than Mason and Braxton.
Oh my God. Okay. Well, but anyways, whatever they do tomorrow, it's going to have Sylvie ranting. It's because if they trade up, they're going to get Trubisky .2. If they trade back, they're going to get I don't know what they're going to get. They're just going to drive us nuts because they are inept. The fact that Ryan Pace has a job is a disgrace to hardworking people in this country.
Thanks, Peter.
I'm not sure I go that far. I appreciate his enthusiasm, but he's not a disgrace. As a human being, I wish he would have more successfully drafted in the first round of the last several drafts, but I won't go as far as Peter did.
3-3-2-3-7-7-6. So
try to keep it all in perspective.
We are also going to give tribute to Mongo. It is Mongo Team Mongo Week. That is coming later this hour. If you want to weigh in on the Bears, the Cubs, the Sox, we're guest-free. We're waiting for you at 3-3-2-3-7-7-6.
Coming up next.
Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
Bring Waddle and Sylvie with you at home or in your office. Just tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
Because I like when he gets pissed
I like
at all the tweeters.
I love the interaction. I just don't say that I'm not interested in facts or the truth. That's the only stuff like that. Now a bunch of people will tweet that to me.
Yeah.
You know that, so.
Tell Sylvie how he's not aligned with the truth.
3-3-2-3-7-6. Let's take Paul in Lakeview as the topic of conversation are the Bears. If you want to talk about La Russa, you want to talk about the Cubs, we have plenty of room for you as well. What's up, Paulie?
Sylvie speaketh the truthest, and so does Tom Waddle. Yes, the Bears last in every category in the modern era at the quarterback position. I mean, there's no denying that. I love the Bears more than anything, but I came to a point where I just had to keep watching football, and I just have to let go of the Bears every now and then, you know? So that's where I'm at, and thanks for letting me vent.
Yeah, there you go, Paul. Listen, this is the simplest thing I've ever said, and I repeat it quite a bit with regard to the Bears. It applied to Mitch, it applies to Matt, it applies to all of them. The narrative is the narrative until you change the narrative. I mean, it's a really simple concept. They don't do a good job of identifying quarterback talent and developing quarterback talent. That's the narrative. Guess what? Until they change the narrative.
Right.
You've got another chance because management decided to keep things status quo. You've got another chance to change the narrative. 2021, guess what I'll be asking them to do? Change the narrative.
Right. Get the quarterback, sustained success.
And guess what? I will get on that bandwagon and I will ride.
Right. I know we won. What's wrong with asking for that?
The narrative will not change until you change the narrative. I mean, this isn't a fake narrative.
I'm not a hater. I hate losing.
We've got Tom Brady under center, and he's winning games here, and then we're just irrationally screaming that their quarterback situation is bad. The narrative is the narrative because they have struggled to identify the right guys, and they haven't developed guys. Change the narrative.
You should have saw Waddle before the show in the IDOT bullpen. He's pacing back and forth saying the narrative is the narrative until they change the narrative. He is Yogi Waddle right there.
That's Yogi Waddle.
Yes. And distracted driving really is one of the leading causes of crashes, with 1,000 Illinois crash fatalities annually. Responsible driving really is a matter of life or death. Learn more at lifeordeathillinois.com. Scott Nelgin, you're on ESPN 1000. Hey, Scotty.
Hey, what's happening, guys? I feel like you're a little pre-pissed off going into this draft,
I'm kind of digging it.
I like it. I like the apathy that I feel coming through the airwaves.
Well, look, if it was apathy, Scott, I would not care. But you are right. I am triggered before anything has happened.
And you know what? You're completely right to be feeling that way. And I think that's how a lot of Bears fans are feeling right now. Unless we trade up and get Justin Fields, we're going to come away tomorrow with a bad taste in our mouths because Ryan Pace has once again bungled a first-round pick. And I get it. I totally get it, Sylvie. And I'm right there with you. I'll be watching tomorrow, and after the fourth pick, when the Falcons do not trade that pick to the Bears, we're all going to be pissed off on Twitter together. I'll be right there with you. I'll be in there. I'll be right there in your mentions, and we can commemorate together. We can just be miserable together.
Say something nasty about him, Scott, so he gets all pissed off and yells at you. Do that. That's more fun.
I'll figure out something.
Yeah, do that. I just want to say, I'm not in that group. I'm not pre-draft Matt.
I'm pre-draft triggered. I'm just mad about the history. But listen to this. If they don't trade up for a quarterback, I'm not going to be all mad.
No.
If they draft a right tackle, if they take Tevin Jenkins at 20, if they decide to trade back and get more picks and still get their guy, one of the corners, I'm going to be like, dude, that's good. You didn't mortgage your future. You got a player you can plug and play right away. You can build the team a little more. I am not going to go after them no matter what.
Look, if they draft Ian Book at 20, I may be able to develop some disdain. Okay, that's not an Ian Book shot. That's not where Ian Book should go. But overall, all I'm asking of them, regardless of who they pick, whether they move up or they move down, get it right. I don't have pre-draft anger in me right now.
Let's go to Bill and McHenry. Billy, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up?
Hey, how's it going? So kind of just touching on what you guys just talked about. What would you guys rather see? Them trade up and get a quarterback like Justin Fields but lose draft capital? Or maybe drop back a little bit in the draft to 25, get maybe a tackle, interior lineman, and then get maybe another second-round pick, and you could go for like a Kellen Mond, who was highly recruited out of high school, or another quarterback like that.
What am I giving up to move up to get Fields? I got
to
know.
To get Fields, I mean, you'd probably have to give up, obviously, your 20th pick, maybe a third-rounder this year, first-rounder next year, and
That's basically what you just said there is the 2017 trade the Kansas City Chiefs gave up, made for Patrick Mahomes. My concern, Bill, is that the cost of doing business has gone up significantly.
Unless Fields falls like some people think.
Could be.
You don't have to go up as high.
That could be true.
But why is he falling?
But let me ask you a question. At what point do the Bears push every chip they have into the middle? Like you're saying, what if he keeps dropping? At what point do they panic and they hit the go button?
Right.
Are you okay?
Sure. Right. You know how
six,
picks?
Seven, that's, eight. Oh, you're sweating now. Yeah. Eight, nine.
Well, I don't. I want to do what you said. I want them to get a good quarterback.
I'm with you.
So just get it right.
I'm just saying to you, like, what's going to be funny to me or interesting to watch is if that's their mentality, we're going to move up and I believe it is.
I'm not going to kill them if they move up either. I'm going to be like, okay,
yes,
it better work.
Right.
Now, better
work. Right.
It's all hindsight. And all you people who tweet me and call and say, it's hindsight, Sylvie, it's hindsight.
Everything's hindsight.
Trades, drafts, it's all judged in hindsight.
I said this to you at the break. I said, look, if the Mitch Trubisky draft would have worked, we may be able to sit back and go, oh, yeah, you gave up maybe a little more than you had to, but if Mitch had worked out, you would have been fine with it.
If they traded up from 3-2 and drafted Mahomes, and Mahomes would be what he was, we'd be like, Ryan Pace for mayor.
Look, I'll take it as far as to say, had the deal you made for Nick Foles would have equated to Nick stepping in and being good?
Right.
And taking over that offense and actually being a player that we hoped he could have been? I would be fine with that.
Worth the fourth-round pick, then.
But everything all of it is result-based.
Chris in South Bend wanted to hit some baseball. Hey, Chris, you're on ESPN 1000.
Hey, so one-year deal for Arrieta, one-year deal for Peterson. Davies comes back in the Darvish trade with one year left, and then Baez, Bryan, and Rizzo all with 1 year left on their contracts. Out of curiosity, since the Cubs certainly aren't winning the World Series, what do you think the front office was doing ahead of the year? They had this all along that the trade deadline was going to be when they were going to try to move some pieces and reclaim some other stuff. Arrieta's been great, but it's early. Hopefully that's a good return. So I don't think anybody should be shocked by what the Cubs did. They gave away all that salary. Obviously they're going to trade at the deadline. And since they're not very good about getting high prospects back, they better hope that Bryant still performs and some of these other guys do, and then they can at least get quantity back as opposed to quality, because this front office has shown they can't get top 10 prospects in return.
So
just get what you're getting from Darvish.
What is the explanation? Is it because the Darvish deal is done because he had excelled? So you thought you were trading him at a peak. Is that what the thought was?
Yes. Yes.
Right. And he's never going to pitch that well again. That's the thought process, right?
You're right. That's the thought process. But through five starts this year, he's pitched, his ERA is 2.25, and he's held the Dodgers to one run in two starts.
Two things can be true at the exact same time.
Oh, I agree with you. You're right.
Darvish has pitched great, but it's all about the money. They wanted the money gone.
Absolutely.
And we're on the same page. That's the right. Yeah, totally. But anyway, so I was just to trigger Sylvie. I was just going to say, what the hell did you think was going to happen?
Yeah, right.
Chris, you're absolutely right. You know what makes me so sad, though, is watching zero runs, two hits. Is watching Ian Happ after July and August of last year go back to the Ian Happ of 2019. Like, why can't they all be Javi Baez? And not being as good as he was in 17, 18, and 19. I get sad over that stuff. I knew what this year was going to be.
As soon as they traded Darvish.
As a Cubs fan, that I am still emotionally connected to these guys, and I still get very sad that they're not better than they are.
So, and here's one other thing, just so that we can all not be miserable all the time.
Right.
Okay? The Cubs won the World Series in 2016. That's fantastic. It took the Dodgers, when they have been the dominant team in the league for the last, 5 to 7 years, they had to win in a pandemic-shortened season. Thank God they won the World Series. Can you imagine? We'd all be on suicide watch, you know? So,
oh, right, the Cubs.
Good deal.
Yes, yeah. No, I know what you're saying.
If the Cubs hadn't won, then the Dodgers couldn't win until last year. So, anyway, keep it up, guys, and things aren't so bad. Don't worry about it.
Thanks, Chris. Chris. Good.
Thanks for picking us up, Chris.
Do you do therapy work on the side?
No, but it helps that I grew up a Chiefs fan and not a Bears fan, so I'm on the other side of
all right. Well, now
I
couldn't help myself.
See, Chris, thanks, guys. Kick me then after like propping me up, and giving me some good. Like he could be my therapy guy going into Wrigley Field.
Probably,
people have therapy dogs. He could be my therapy fan.
You probably had that picture of Lenny Dawson smoking a heater at halftime in the locker room.
That's a classic, right?
That's the best of all time.
Just sitting there
having a halftime
NFL
smoke.
NFL quarterback.
Yeah,
superstar
smoke.
Quarterback. 312-332-3776. We'll pay tribute to Mongo and tell you how much money we've raised for a great cause coming up next.
Waddle and Sylvie, weekdays, 2 to 6.
Follow on Twitter at Waddle and Sylvie and at TWaddle87. ESPN 1000.
Chicago's home for sports.
You missed it. The Tribune had the original story. Then we talked to Steve Mongo McMichael on Friday. Back in January, our great friend and teammate, and in my opinion, the most underrated Bear of all time, one of the most underrated athletes of all time in Chicago, Steve Mongo McMichael, he was diagnosed with ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease. And he has lost the use of his arms, one of his legs. Is not in great shape, and soon he'll be confined to a wheelchair. Yeah. It is a debilitating disease, and it is absolutely awful, and it is very, very expensive. There is a GoFundMe page that has been set up for Team Mongo. He is a great, great friend of all of ours. And
great friend to the city of Chicago and all Bears fans.
Yeah, and if you can help, they're nearing their goal of $176,000. They're at $161,842. Wow. So if you could spare a couple bucks, all you'd need to do is GoFundMe.com/Team Mongo, or you go to Obvious Shirts. It's the only place you get the Team Mongo shirt is ObviousShirts.com, and all the proceeds to those shirts will go to Mongo.
It's a great cause. It's been tremendous support. And as you said, if you can continue to support, or you haven't had the opportunity to, and you can, just know it would be appreciated.
So we talked to Mongo on Friday. The entire interview resides on our podcast page. You can access that very easily by downloading the ESPN Chicago app. If you haven't done it, what are you waiting for? You can listen live to every one of our shows. You can get all the on-demand pods with a touch of like two buttons. It is the simplest, easiest app. Download the ESPN Chicago app today. The interview, it's in its entirety. This is a part we want to feature today as we talk to Steve Mongo McMichael back on Friday. A lot of people in our chats on Twitter, as they're listening to you talk, they're all saying, and you mentioned that you applied for NFL help. But has NFL, a lot of people believe, Steve, that, hey, the NFL's got to step in and really take care of you.
Oh, yeah, they've got the one thing they call it the Plan 88.
Yeah.
And it's over, and it's benefits you can get to for your medical bills every year, and it's six figures. So that's going to help. Yeah. But it ain't come through yet, but, you know, red tape.
Oh, yeah, we know. Yeah. Mongo, I mean, you love this city. You weren't from here, but you're a Chicagoan, Misty, the same. What does this city
feel like it?
What does this city mean to you?
Oh, my gosh, so much love is here. That's why we stayed here and didn't go home to Texas. We just feel so much more accepted here and loved here. It's really awesome.
And Misty, go ahead, Steve.
Boys, my friend's been sitting there reading off his phone all the messages people have been sending in. Wow. I didn't realize.
It makes us feel really good.
Yeah. And Dan Weider did a fabulous job writing this story and presenting this story to many people. And Misty, I know you wanted to express your appreciation for what Dan has done as well, telling this story.
Dan did a great job, and so did Jarrett Payton. You know, it was awesome to get to have those two guys to talk to, because they made us feel really comfortable and loved, and so they both did a fantastic job.
Real quick, so Misty, when we were in the driveway and you were showing me the new wheels that you guys have, you
Mongo
told me about
Mobile.
Yeah, the Mongo Mobile. You told me about the three choices that were there for you. Share that with everyone.
I didn't want a minivan because I raised a child without one, and I just hate minivans. But that, my choice is I wanted a truck, but, he's a big guy, so he wasn't going to fit in that truck. So they brought me an SUV, a minivan, and a party bus. And thank God, if one more inch taller, I would have been driving a party bus.
What's the name of that car?
But it's Mobility Works, and they got us a great Mongo Mobile minivan, and that's what I'm driving now, is the Mongo Mobile. But thank God, like I said, if he was any taller, I'd be driving a bus. So I'm happy with my minivan now. Thank you.
Mongo, have you heard from Coach Ditka at all?
Not yet. There's going to be an event at one of the
Wrigley rooftop houses
May 17th, and he said he's going to come.
Awesome.
Oh, that's fantastic.
That is.
Oh, yeah. They've reached out to the Gridiron Greats, and him and Diana have been so sweet. So they've always been nice to us.
It's amazing.
So
my favorite football story about Mongo is the one that's involved with Jimbo Covert.
Oh, I was going to ask.
That's my all-time favorite story, Mongo.
Mongo,
yeah.
Can you tell the fight story?
It's been told on that 30 for 30, and I think me being a mentor to little kids at the end of it, you remember what I told the kids? Keep your helmet on, kids.
That's right.
It's such a great story as well.
But that was just one fight, baby. You weren't there when Mark Bort slipped in the mud and I thought he was trying to cut my knees. So I reached down and grabbed his face mask and ripped it off his helmet, telling him, "Get off your knees, son. I'm not God. You don't have to pray to me."
This is practice. Like today, these days, Steve, these days guys are just doing walkthroughs, if anything at all. You're talking about like probably a Wednesday or a Thursday full go practice.
Yeah, well, I said a while ago, the way we practiced, the games were easy, baby.
Yeah.
You understand?
Oh, yeah.
That's what Jay Hilgenberg gave me the best compliment of any contemporary, including Pro Bowl votes. When he said, you know, Jay was a free agent, and they were looking for his replacement because all he could do was deep snap. No balance, nothing. Well, after I beat on him for a couple of years, went to the Pro Bowl 6 times, should be in the Hall of Fame, and he said, practicing against McMichael and Hampton, the games are easy.
Yeah.
There you go, Steve Mongo, so McMichael. Good. The entire interview on the ESPN Chicago page. Download the ESPN Chicago app today. Like we said earlier, too, not only do you get the entirety of Mongo's interview or anything you may have missed on the Waddle and Sylvie show or the other shows on this radio station, tomorrow, Waddle, me, Carmen, Yurko are going to get in the studio. We're going to do some crosstalk like the old days. We're going to put it in as a podcast plus on our podcast page. So look for that tomorrow on the ESPN Chicago app as well. We'll be on the Carmen and Yurko podcast page and our podcast.
It's
going to
be
page.
Fun reconnecting with those guys.
And we're going to be uncensored.
Urging to say the F word, aren't you?
No, I say it enough off the air anyway.
Yeah,
but
true.
I mean, like, I think people like.
Like hearing like, you say swear words?
Not me necessarily, but like hearing people talk like people normally talk without rules being in place, right?
Yeah.
So I want to take some calls. 332-3776. Matt's in London. You're on ESPN 1000. Hey, Matt.
How you doing, guys? All right?
Yes.
Yeah, what's
all
up?
Good.
Yeah, so, yeah, I just want to talk to you guys about the draft, really. You know, I mean, here in the UK, the draft wasn't really shown that much. And I'm really, really excited, you know. I've been a Bears fan since 83. I'm 46 now. And like it was first sort of shown on Channel 4 back in the day when we only had 4 channels. And, and I've been like a Bears fan, as I said, you know, since 83. And
were you a Waddle guy? You're across the pond. Are you a Waddle guy then, a few years into your Bears fandom?
How could you not be?
Definitely. Look, this model's a legend. You know what I mean?
Thank you, Matt.
And also, I've just got to say as well, Mongo, what a terrific gentleman he is.
Yes.
The Bears fans across the whole of the world love him, and it's such a shame what he's going through. But you know what? That man is a fighter. He's a true bear. Anyway, but my point is I'm really, really excited for the draft. I don't think the Bears are going to trade up. I don't think they've got enough capital. And I think we will get a quarterback, and it's probably going to be Davis. And it wouldn't surprise me if we trade up for him, right, yeah, like, no, not trade up, but go too early for him, like, because really he could go in the second round. But I don't believe that his knee looks good. I mean, look, I'm no expert, you know, I'm covering London. You know what I mean? But, however, in recent years, I've been watching a lot more college games, and I think he's better than Kellen Mond. You know, he can definitely play. But I think with that knee, I think it's no good. And, you know, like, I just think, oh, man, I just think, like, I'd rather us get, like, tackles and, you know, just use the capital elsewhere, because I think if we can't trade up for anyone good, then... No, there's no point.
Yeah, no,
Matt,
you're right.
Thank you. Thanks for listening out there.
I mean,
too.
Listen, you can still find players that are going to be long-term solutions.
Was he talking about Mills?
Positions.
Is that Davis Mills? Is that who
I
he,
think so,
he was?
Yeah.
He's not
I've
a Calamon
guy. I've never seen
him
play. I've never seen Davis Mills
live
play.
I've
never
Stanford guy. He was very highly recruited. A lot of injuries, yeah. And he's only played in 11 or 12 games. I believe it is.
And the fellas are. I mean, Chris is a. Pac-12 guy.
Yeah, for sure. Definitely seen Stanford play. At no point watching Stanford play in the last 2 years did I think to myself, damn, that's a quarterback that I need to go get. Yeah, like, I'm not going to be
a normal guy.
I'm being serious.
Yeah.
Like, I recall watching Stanford in the five games they played this year.
Out.
I remember he started against USC last season when they played. Nothing jumped out at me.
All right.
You know, we can watch the highlights and form opinions off that stuff that we, you know, the pre-draft stuff, but... You know, it's...
Yeah. I have an interesting
Good
question
luck.
For you guys coming up next. I know that Abdallah has worked in restaurants before. Waddle, have you ever worked in restaurants? I've been in the restaurant business before.
I used to paint lead paint on cinder blocks. That's kind of the reason why I act the way I do.
I want you guys to rule on something that developed and has been publicized today. It's an interesting pop culture dilemma, and we'll take more of your calls at 332-3776. 5 o'clock hour of Waddle and Sylvie is brought to you by the Home Loan Expert. Today, the Home Loan Expert is excited to share with you the Keep Climbing Foundation. Get involved at keepclimbingfoundation.org.
Even if you're not spending as much time in the car, don't miss a minute of Waddle and Sylvie at Home. Tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
This is Chicago's home for sports.
ESPN 1000.
Did you guys read the Adam Sandler story today?
No.
Anyone see the Adam Sandler story?
No, what is it?
This is going around some of the tabloids. It is a fun story. But I want to see how you guys rule on this. Adam Sandler, it looks like, went with his daughter to an IHOP. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
He shows up to the IHOP. There's a 30-minute wait for the IHOP. And so Adam's like, I'm not waiting. So not bad or in a huff or anything like that. So they left. They're like, okay, 30-minute wait.
Yeah.
And they
left somewhere else.
And there's the security camera footage of this go down. And the hostess claims that she didn't know it was Adam Sandler and is like, put out a TikTok video since then, like apologizing, saying, I'm sorry, please come back. We'll get you seated. Should Adam Sandler be seated ahead of everybody else if there's a 30-minute wait? That's the question for you guys. Like, did she really do anything wrong? Because her thing was, hey, I didn't recognize him. But does she have anything to apologize for?
No, and it sounds like he didn't feel like he needed to be given the special treatment either. He just said, you know what? Okay, thanks, but we'll go somewhere else where there's not a wait.
He didn't tweet anything like, oh, my gosh, I can't believe I didn't get seated at IHOP. This is all because of the IHOP people saying, oh, please come back. We didn't know it was you. We couldn't tell it was you in your mask. We'll get you seated. But should they really get him seated in hindsight? Because
no, I saw click. No. No. I saw Little Nicky. No. I saw all the other bad movies he's been in.
Oh,
no.
Stop.
Why should he be seated ahead of other people who are waiting?
That's what I was looking
no.
for, right? Like, if there's a 30-minute wait, why do movie stars get...
Okay, now, listen. In the world of promotions...
That's true, too.
You know, like, guys are let into clubs before other people that are in line. Why? Because it's good promotion. Because guess what? This famous guy over here goes to this club. You may see him when you're there.
That's different, though, because if you're a big baller spender, if you're a movie star, if you're a high profile hip hopper or a rock star, whatever it is, you're probably spending more money in the club. Adam Sandler's not buying more pancakes.
But what if he tweets out, "Oh my gosh, I just had the best chocolate chip pancake ever."
He's not.
IHOP still rules.
He's not.
Just saying, like. You know, in essence, I think overall your thought is correct, but they use these opportunities, different establishments, to promote their place.
I wouldn't let them cut the line at Dairy Queen, I'll tell you that.
Oh, sure. You were handing out free blizzards to all your buds.
Yeah, to my
friends. Common folk.
To commoners who needed it.
To the everyday guy.
You got to impress a lady?
People with a connection. They still had a connection.
Your money is no good here. You're trying to impress a lady? Your money is no good here, sir.
Yeah, you would have definitely given Adam Sandler a special
treatment.
I gave
Urlacher a free blizzard.
See, there you go.
See,
that's
exactly.
He didn't jump the line, though. He waited in line.
Let's go to Viking Scott. You're on ESPN 1000. What's the right thing to do in that case, Scott? What would you do if you were the host?
You know what? If you didn't recognize him, first of all, I don't know how that occurs with being Adam Sandler. But
well, he had a
anyway,
mask on, too. Don't forget, it's COVID. Yeah.
True. So, but no, if he's not saying anything, hey, you made a mistake. You don't give him special treatment. Like a guy like Waddle's not going to ask for that, is he?
No, I'm not, Scott. No, I'm going to wait in line for my pancakes.
That's why you guys are my favorites. Couple things, though, real quick here. I know I'm running up to the deadline. When the guy from England calls, all it makes me want to do is rewatch Peaky Blinders.
I got to get on that, too.
You got to finish that. It's like my mother-in-law, my 83-year-old mother-in-law watches it every night. She loves it.
And then the other thing, quickly about Mungo, prayers and blessings with him. You know, he was even nice to a Viking guy. Like, he gets introduced to Viking Scott at the 20th year, and I had played with him in one of the golf outings way back when. And he literally BS's with you like he's your was your best friend and is your best friend, even though you know, and he gave me a couple choice words about the Vikings, of course, which that's what Mungo's all about. But to be that gracious and as big as a celebrity was, prayers and blessings with Mungo during that recovery for sure.
Well said.
All right, Scott, are you gonna be attending our golf outing this year? Are you gonna buy tickets when they go on sale on Monday?
On Monday. I'm waiting to hear back from two other guys, but I got one guy already joining. I plan on being there. So just really quick regarding the draft. You know, the Vikings are gonna either trade up or stay back and get one of the offensive tackles, which is what we need, so I'm good with that. But I'm just telling you now, don't be shocked if the Lions trade back and somebody moves in. So if you see one of those props, four quarterbacks taken before the ninth pick with the Lions, they're going to trade back and probably Washington or someone jump in and get Fields or Lance, whoever's on their board.
That's
whoever's
good.
On their board.
That's a good tip right there.
But, hey, you know what? Hey, Bears fans, you know, we know they're going to mess it up, but just don't mess it up too bad so my wife's unhappy for the whole weekend, okay?
It's terrible.
Yeah.
This is total trolling.
Yeah.
As Scott said, he's getting a group together. They're going to play in the brand new Grip It and Sip It Classic. It's the inaugural. It's presented by Coors Pure. As I mentioned, Monday, May 3rd, that this coming Monday, tickets will go on sale at 9 a.m. Make sure you know the website. It's gripitandsipitclassic.com because these are going to go quickly, people. It's $300 for a twosome, $600 for a foursome.
That makes sense.
The golf outing is June 7th. That is also a Monday at Seven Bridges Golf Club. Now, remember, with your admission, you're going to get golf, you're going to get cart, you're going to get lunch, you're going to get dinner, you're going to get a swag bag, you're going to get prizes. It is going to be a total experience.
Well worth the cost.
It's all presented by Coors Pure, your Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Acura dealers, Alta Equipment, Hawthorne Racecourse, and PointsBet Sportsbook American Sale.
I can't wait to have a Coors Pure.
I want to try that, yes. GripItAndSipItClassic.com. Tickets go on sale this coming Monday. Coming up in two short minutes, the fun continues with Abdallah and Black, and then we will have White Sox baseball for you at 6:30. Thank you to Jeff Passan and Robert Mays today. For Waddle and Sylvie, it's ESPN 1000. Have yourself a great Wednesday night.
It's the classic!
I am really excited.
That was a big thrill.
Hi, it's Andre Dawson, including myself, Ed Belfour.
Who's getting wild tonight? That's what I'm talking about, baby.
No high from you.
What?
No high from you.
I'd give him more buys than highs.
Waddle, waddle, waddle. Then he waddled away. Waddle, waddle. Till the very next day. Bum, 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 bum.
And thank you to all and to all a good night.